On Tuesday morning, when Johnny was about to be transported from the hospital to face the trumped-up attempted assault charges filed against him by Darryl McComb, he was formally placed under arrest for the murder of Charlie Ruggles and taken in handcuffs to a cell at the county jail. I caught Faye Harback at the coffee stand by the back entrance of the courthouse. "This is bogus, Faye. You're being a dupe. My client is the victim, not the perpetrator. You're helping a collection of assholes gang up on an innocent man." "Did I ever tell you you make my blood boil? Let me make it simple for you. American Horse's tennis shoes matched a perfectly stenciled impression on the floor right next to Charlie Ruggles' bed." She raised a finger when I started to speak. "Hear me out. Your client not only left behind a signature with his foot, he dropped a Jiffy Lube receipt on the floor. It has his name on it and his fingerprints. We found a pair of greens in a service elevator. They smelled of booze." "How could Johnny have gotten past the guard at the door? All the deputies know him." For just a second, no more than a blink, I saw the confidence weaken in her eyes. "The deputy went to help an elderly man use the bathroom. It's not his fault. Johnny was in a bar down the street from the hospital. He's a mercurial, unpredictable man. He killed Ruggles. There's no conspiracy here." "Hell, there's not." She looked into space as though my words contained a degree of credibility which, for reasons of her own, she would not acknowledge. That afternoon, I visited Johnny at the lockup. We sat at a wood table in a small room that contained a narrow vertical slit for a window through which I could see the old buildings and brick streets down by the train yards. Johnny wore a bright orange jumpsuit. "How do you explain the Jiffy Lube receipt and the prints of your tennis shoes in Ruggles' room?" Somebody must have...